Lounge.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, the live Saturday edition of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The SACL CAI toll-free line for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Mark, I want to come back to the issue of free speech and a lot of the misconceptions that last caller had that we weren't really able to address with him on the line, but we've got a call, so I'm going to go to those first. So don't let me forget that. Let's go to JR in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, JR.
Yes. First, I want to kind of qualify this and say that I have been a libertarian, a voting libertarian, since 1979.
Excellent, sir.
And I use you guys to help feed me and make me feel better about being a libertarian.
Very good. You're not the only one out there.
Yes. Now, here's this dilemma that I come across that would be an interesting discussion for you guys.
Okay.
All right. A pharmacist, should a pharmacist be allowed purely on moral reasons not to fill a prescription for somebody?
Absolutely, as long as he owns the pharmacy.
Right. I don't have any problem with a person who, for that matter, a clerk behind the counter that works for the pharmacist. I don't think that person should be required to fill any kind of order that they don't feel right.
Well, now wait a minute, Mark. If it's their job and they don't own the pharmacy and they've accepted that job, then they need to do the order, or they can quit the job.
Right.
Right.
Or the pharmacist could say, it's a good employee otherwise, but I'm going to go ahead and sell, or whatever. But I don't think that a person should have to do anything that they morally don't feel like they want.
Well, right. Yeah, but see, a licensed doctor has prescribed this prescription,
mm-hmm.
and he expects to have it filled for his patient.
Okay. So find someone who's willing to fill it. I'd like to point out
that's the dilemma there, you know.
There should be another drugstore in town.
Someone in town is going to fill that prescription for you.
If
they're going to want that money.
If CVS have anything to say about it, there will be one on each corner that they could just walk across the street to.
Right. Sure.
And aside from that, the other issue with prescriptions is, should they exist in the first place? And I say no. Essentially, prescriptions create kind of a gray market, especially for products that are in high demand, like hydrocodone-based products and other painkillers and that sort of thing. But by having the prescription status on products, they're essentially restricted. You have to go and beg a doctor and pay a doctor for his time in order to get permission to have those products, which makes them more valuable, which means that the criminals and the gangsters can literally knock over trucks. They will waylay prescription trucks and steal all of their cargo and then sell that on the black market. Some of these pills go for as high as $20 a pill. Mm. If we were to take away the prescription process and just simply allow patients to decide for themselves, and they certainly would be free to consult with a doctor, decide on their own what decisions and what they put into their body. That would go a long way to eliminating, a lot of the crime associated with prescription narcotics, and also make them more affordable.
Now, the reason why I mention this is because what has happened, and it got me thinking about this, and I heard about it, is that New Jersey has passed a law requiring all pharmacists to fill all prescriptions,
yeah,
regardless of moral grounds.
Yeah, leave it to New Jersey.
Well, that's one of those arguments that could go either way. I mean, sure, a patient has the right to have their prescription filled, and the perfect example as I can think about that is a devout Catholic filling a birth control pill,
sure,
prescriptions for a young girl.
You don't have a right.
I don't think the patient, I think that a person can reasonably expect that their prescription will be filled, but I don't think you have a right to have that. For, in the sense that rights are only things that come from within you. And you have no rights that obligate me to do something.
Right.
Any more than I have to pay for your socialized health care or to make sure that you have a job, you don't have a right to your prescription being filled. And so therefore, no, I would disagree.
But see, here's the deal with that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The pharmacist is making a judgment on this little 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thinking that the reason why she's getting it is for birth control.
Right.
That maybe that's not true. Maybe the reason the doctor is prescribing this prescription is because she's having menstrual problems.
Right, absolutely. My wife
also done.
My wife has to take them.
Yeah. So see, he is making a moral judgment against this 16-year-old girl for the wrong reasons.
Look, I may be mistaken, and I support people's right to be mistaken. Mistakes come from the inside, and he's right to be mistaken.
I think it's silly to not fill a prescription. I mean, I'm with you on that. I just think that it's their prerogative. I mean, they chose to be a pharmacist. They can choose where they want to work. If they want to work at a place that's friendly to that sort of thing, then that's up to them. Nobody can force them to be a pharmacist. So, I mean, for instance, if you want to take it to the absurd, imagine a little town where there's, you know, a handful of places you can go to get prescriptions filled, but a law is passed to where the similar law is the New Jersey thing, where it says you must fill these prescriptions no matter what. Well, what happens if all of a sudden the supply of pharmacists dries up? What if the pharmacists say, you know what, we don't really want to be pharmacists anymore? Can we force them to be pharmacists? Of course not. So let's let the market decide on this one.
Yeah, and on the other hand of that is the vast majority of pharmacies in the United States are privately owned. They're privately owned businesses, and they have the right to refuse service to anybody they see fit.
Sure. As it should be. And, you know, I think that people could be doing the wrong thing if, for instance, a roofer decided he didn't want to work on somebody's house because of their color. I would say that that roofer is wrong. I may boycott and never use that roofer. I may tell people about that roofer.
I sure would.
And what I think about his practices. However, I would defend his right to only serve the people he wants to serve.
JR, good call. Thanks for it. We hope to hear from you again. 800-259-9231. As we go to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mike.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about the police thing. You know, I've been holding it for a long time, but when you talk about the Constitution, two callers back, the guy that was upset about the books about kids or whatever.
Yeah, Rich.
Okay, he's a freaking retard, all right?
Well, he's got an extreme opinion, and that's why I wanted to flesh it out.
I'm going to eventually compliment him, but he's a retard. He said we should throw the Constitution out with the bathwater. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think if you're going to get rid of the Constitution, you need to amend it through the system that there is, or have your state secede. One of the two.
Our founding fathers used a word that we no longer use today. It's called decency. The whole Constitution is about a Christian value called do unto your neighbor as you want to be done unto you. Correct?
I
don't know if the Constitution's Christian, but...
Maybe we shouldn't even use the word Christian because you hate that. Why would you say...
I don't hate Christians. I just don't think that the Constitution is explicitly Christian, considering that many of the men behind it were deists.
No, let's not get into that. Do unto others as you want done unto you, basically, is what the Constitution's about.
It's
about libertarian. It's about, you know, you can't just go around and killing people because that's your religion or something like that, right?
But what the Constitution's actually about is it's a set of rules for government to follow. It really doesn't have anything to do with what you and I can
do. The Bill of Rights is
restriction on government as to what they can do as far as your freedoms.
It aims your
rights.
And decency is something that's being left out today. Because decency means respect, respecting other people. When you respect other people, you won't violate their rights and they won't violate your rights. It's common sense.
Sure.
And I mean, Thomas Paine, if he existed today, be writing letters after letters of common sense and how ridiculous we've come where we're degrading our fellow man, our fellow citizen, for our rights, but we degrade his rights. And that is not anything to do with what this country is founded on. It's founded on a liberty, and that's where we get libertarian, is liberty.
Right, and that liberty includes the liberty to write and create offensive things, words, stories, and images. And it's absolutely outrageous that somebody would suggest an individual be put in a jail cell or hung or burned because they created something offensive in America.
Well, offensive is one topic. Decency is another topic.
Now, if decency sounds similar to me.
If you're selling child pornography, I think you should be hung from the nearest light pole.
Bring him back.
Okay. Yeah, I want to bring you back, Mike, if you'll hang on. 800-259-9231. Because I'm going to ask you a similar question we asked Rich. If you should hang someone who's selling child pornography, what about the story version of that? Can you write a child porn story and sell that in America? More on in Mike's America, I guess. 800-259-9231. And this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from Savvy Rest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drawing123.com. That's drawing123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. Say call CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free. at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum will be held January 3rd through the 6th. That's coming up. At the Crown Plaza Hotel and Resort in Nashua, New Hampshire, with a free shuttle from nearby Manchester International and a special rate for Liberty Forum attendees. This is a sweet deal you don't want to miss. Register now at freestateproject.org. That is, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and use the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10%. That is 2008FTL, all one word, by the way, at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We are talking about an issue that's going to raise a number of hackles.
Yep.
People are going to get upset.
Sensitive issue.
They're going to get emotional, and it's important to keep as clear a head as possible when listening to or discussing this. We're talking about the issue of free speech, especially when it comes to yucky things like child pornography, for instance. And we're still on the line with Mike in Montana, and the phones are blowing up on this, so we're going to have to wrap up your thoughts here, Mike. I just want to explore this venue with you here for a moment. Mike's on from KGEZ land out in Montana. Now, you said a moment ago that you think that someone who is selling child pornography should be strung up from a light pole.
Think about it. Okay, it's children. Their rights are being violated because some adult.
Well, now, hold on. Now, wait. Do you mean the person who created the child porn or just somebody who's, like, distributing it or selling it or something?
Anybody involved in it. Now.
Okay, now, hold on. Let's get some definitions here.
I wanted to drift this over to the police thing.
Well, we're not letting you go yet. I'll let you get there, but I want to explore this child porn thing for a moment here.
Because I wanted to talk about how you wanted Blackwater to run our police operation.
No, I don't want that. No, sir.
Well, privatization.
No, that's I used the wrong word. Marketization is what I meant. We can talk about that in a moment. Let's explore the child porn thing real quick. I just want to understand what you mean by child porn. Now, if I'm selling pictures of and it doesn't usually have to be sold. I mean, would you say that the person just giving away child porn should also be strung up?
Well, one of the problems we have in our society is the fact that there are some high crimes from the highest levels of government to your local level that are being committed without just punishment. And what happens, especially with crime against children, the children are suffering because we're continually allowing these criminals to prey upon children, put them in jail for 2 years. Think about that. What was that guy out here this way that was caught here in Montana? Was Dugan or something like that? Do you remember this?
Was that the polygamist?
No. The guy that had a history of raping children.
I don't recall.
No, sorry.
Sure.
Duncan. Duncan. He killed a family, took the two kids. He brought them to St. Regis here, Montana, out in the Lolo Forest, and he continually raped the boy and the girl. And
killing and rape are real crimes, and those should be punished as such. I want to explore the child porn issue, and I don't want to get sidetracked from it.
You know the history of child porn. They're being raped, and a lot of times they kill them and discard of the bodies.
That's why I want to understand what your definition of child porn is before I can comment, all right? So I'm going to ask you a series of questions just so we can lay the ground level here. All right, so would somebody who's just giving away child pornography, should they be strung from a light pole?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, since that's the way most of it's distributed, it's just traded on the Internet.
Now, I
want to ask these questions.
I understand
here.
I've got one for him, too. What about a person, now you understand that the term child porn is subjective, right?
No, any
now at home, my mom has a picture of me in the bathtub with my two cousins, and I'm completely naked, and I'm probably about 4 years old. Would you consider that child porn?
No.
But many people would, sir. Do you understand?
No,
many.
Come on, yes.
There are people sitting in prison right now for this crap. I'm telling you, I've read the stories.
Absolutely.
I've been on the air. And the problem is that we give license to these law enforcement agencies to decide what it is. You use these terms like decency.
Here's the problem. Guys like you and guys like me fail to stand up and want and desire and demand that the real child pornographer and the real child rapist be hung from the light pole. He got off the hook, and so the public is just disgusted with this. And when somebody comes up, like you said, with a picture that is just about kids running around the swimming pool or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it gets the pendulum swings way the other way because we're failing to keep the pendulum in the middle. You know, it's our fault as a society failing to keep things right. We have allowed them
well,
to be skewed.
Society can't actually have a fault. It's individuals that have faults. But let me see if I can also... I still want to nail down a couple definitions.
Then why have a radio show? Why talk to the society?
I'm talking to individuals. This is individuals are listening to my voice right now, not society. So here's my question again.
Massive individuals
if a picture of a 3-year-old in the bathtub naked is not child porn, is a picture of a 16-year-old girl having sex child porn?
Well, many states, 16 is the age of consent.
Yes, sex, but all of
them,
porn.
All of them, the age of consent for having your picture taken is 18.
I don't care about the laws in the state. I want to know what Mike thinks is child porn. Is that child porn?
I don't think it's child porn.
How about 14?
The girl is obviously puberty, but if she is being
let me tell you, sir, your butt would be in jail if you had a picture like that, because a lot of people do. The cops absolutely think that's child porn. But here's another one. Here's a tough one for you. What about pictures of little kids, maybe, an 8-year-old girl in a bikini? What about that?
Yeah.
Child porn?
No. Come on.
Hold on. What if she's spreading her legs?
Today?
Hold on. What if she's spreading her legs in the bikini?
Well, okay. Now, here where we're going is in a vulgar sense. I don't want to go there. Let's talk about the police thing.
All right, go ahead, because you got no answers for me. Go ahead.
All right. Well, so what happens when you got the highest bidder deal is me and my neighbors, we're not going to be able to afford the police, only the very rich.
Sir, do you understand how the marketplace works? When different business entities enter into competition, prices go down.
Well,
it's called competition in the marketplace.
I'm going to tell you something right now. My boss makes $180 million per year. He makes $25,000 per hour.
He must do something very valuable.
I'm not going to say what he owns, but anyways, here in Montana where I live, is some of the wealthiest of the Fortune 500 reside in my community.
Yeah, because it's nice.
They would be guarded, and I wouldn't.
Well, they would be guarded more thoroughly than you would. In the same way that they ride in a car that is likely better than the one that you ride in, their level of security would be better. But they also need a higher level of security because they're rich and more people would want to take things
Most
from
them. Most people don't need a full 24-hour guard. They don't need to pay for that
you
kind of
level
of security.
You don't have it now.
Most people are okay with just locks on their front door and
then someone they can call in an
emergency.
Low profile is the best security. When you got a bunch of SUVs running around with guys with trench coats and dark sunglasses and earbuds, people take notice. But when some guy's walking around in a sweatshirt and blue jeans...
Maybe you should start a security company, sir. Sounds like a good idea. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate the conversation. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a grasp of how the marketplace responds to consumer demand. If people are demanding products and services, people in search of profit find an affordable way to bring it to them. That's how it works. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. If you're on hold, we will get to you. Phones are loaded up. People want to talk about this very controversial issue. Freedom of speech, child pornography, pornography in general. Should it be restricted? Should people even be able to... We had a caller last hour who said people shouldn't even be able to write stories involving children in a pornographic manner. So if you want to chime in on this, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version and dial-up versions, both for you for free at freetalklive.com. The new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. As we go to the phones and talk to Claudia. Ladies first, Claudia in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How are you doing?
Great, Claudia. What's on your mind?
First question I want to ask you, are you a Christian?
I am not, but I was.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I'm not either.
The reason I am saying that is because this is not about the Constitution. Child pornography is not about the constitutional rights. Child pornography is about morals, and it is an immoral act. It is immoral to look at it, to watch it, to print it, to do any of those things.
I absolutely would agree with you.
Sure. I don't think you have to be a Christian to agree with that.
Well, that is what it's about. It has nothing to do with the constitutional right of someone to do it.
Well, it does if
we
you're going. It does, Claudia. It does if you're going to punish somebody for it by using the state, and that's really the issue, and that's what we're trying to define here. We're trying to decide what defines child pornography and what doesn't. Now, I would I would say that it's fine with me if people get locked up for looking at what I consider real, live, honest-to-goodness child porn. The problem is when we leave police officers to decide this on their own, we do have, on multiple occasions in the recent past here in the United States, put people in jail for taking pictures of their own children in the bathtub.
We put teenagers in jail for having sex with each other.
Exactly. Well, the thing about it is, of course, there's always going to be extremism no matter how you go, no matter on anything. That's the thing. Even with, I fought years ago for women's rights, but that has been turned around to an extreme. And that is exactly what our society is doing and what this government is doing to basically to turn things into the way they want it to go. Because by doing that, then it is confusing to people on what they should do,
mm-hmm.
on morals, on their thinking. It's all about confusing the people on not knowing what to do.
Now, Claudia, you used to fight for women's rights. Now, Paul was pretty clear that women should be subservient to their husbands and shouldn't leave the house without their heads being covered. What do you think about that?
That's not so.
That's not so?
That's not so.
Okay.
That is, and... when you say something like that, as far as I was a fighter of rights, whether it be women's rights, whether it be any rights, it's just like if you are talking about right now, you are fighting for rights. It just so happened that during that time, these were the things that were being fought for, to give a woman a right to work, a right to make a choice of what she wanted to do.
So the Bible, you're saying the Bible doesn't say that, Claudia? Because that's what you meant when you said Paul, right, Mark? The Bible,
but
Paul.
See, the thing about it is you are doing as a lot of non-Christians or as a lot of Christians even do. You're pulling one little verse out of the Bible and using that.
Well,
you
how would you
read the whole Bible, and you have to.
I've read the whole thing on multiple occasions, Claudia. I've read it on multiple occasions. I spent 9 years in prison. There wasn't a lot to read in some places.
Did you? Well, that's fine. That's good.
Okay, so I know what's going on in the Bible. I was raised in a Christian home. I went to Christian school. I even taught Sunday school.
So why are you not a Christian now?
I just can't believe the stories.
The stories?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just fantasy. It's made up. It's just fairy tales. Stuff in a book. It's an old book.
Are
now,
you
Mark,
gay?
you say that's in there. She says it's not.
Well, no, she says that there's some greater picture, and I'm trying to decide what the greater picture for women's rights is.
Well,
amongst
we're not
Christians.
On women's rights. You guys have turned this around. We're not. Talking
I just asked
about
you a question.
Rights.
I thought we got complete on
you
and I
the
got
Christian thing
on the issue of child porn and that sort of thing, because we agreed with you it was immoral.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what should the punishment be, in your mind, for possessing child pornography?
Well, I don't believe in maybe I should. I believe in the old way. They should be castrated.
Castration?
Yes.
Wow. For possession of child porn?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well,
what if they do it again?
I can't say the well, yeah, you take away their...
Why so barbaric? I mean, Claudia, why not just come up with some more creative ways to handle the situation, like ostracism, not giving them somewhere to work, not selling to them when they come in to buy things from you, spreading the word about those people? Why do we have to resort to violence? Is that Christian to be violent?
That's not. Yeah,
it is?
Very much so.
Oh, okay.
That's
thank you for confirming one of the reasons why I don't want anything to do with that religion.
See, I don't believe in prison either.
You don't believe in prison?
No, I do not.
Biblical.
Okay.
I do not believe in prison. I do not believe in capital punishment. I do not believe in that.
So wait, capital punishment means death or beatings?
Death or beatings, either one.
So cutting someone's genitalia off doesn't qualify as capital punishment in your book?
Well, it's if there was more of that, all that would take would be just a few times of doing that, and then everybody would be thinking twice about doing it.
Oh, I think you're wrong,
sweetie. I disagree. I don't think that the punishments necessarily deter everyone in the same way that we have the death penalty now and people still murder people.
Let's say you could wave a magic wand and tomorrow all of the child pornography disappeared from the face of the planet. What if someone was caught self-pleasuring to a Sears catalog open to a page with children in underwear. Should that be a crime, too?
I'm not saying it should be a crime. I'm saying what I am saying, if you brought back morals, then it doesn't, you don't have to worry about crime. As in many,
that's a very strange, bizarre answer. But I'm talking about the real world where people do have morals. They just have different, you know, they maybe have differing sets of morals.
That's what's happened. They have walked away from the Christian life.
Is it possible? Now, here's a question for you. As an atheist, I'm curious. Is it possible to not be a Christian and have morals? What do you think? It is. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. So
yes.
Christianity not required for morals. I'm glad you agree with that because it's
a sensible
position to take, Claudia. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We continue as we go to Bill in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hi. Either all pictures of children should be banned, period, or they should all be accepted. This idea of defining pornography, it's impossible. You're asking very good questions, and these people can't answer it. And I'm the first to admit that I can't define pornography if I see it. I don't know if it's there. And I got a question for Rich, and I got a question for Mike. They're so good at horsewhipping people and stringing them up at the lights.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what they would do if they happened upon two children having a little bit of self-discovery with each other, like what we used to call playing doctor. Now, are they going to horsewhip those children?
That's a fine question.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. So here's something else I wanted to ask Rich, but I didn't get a chance since we're in the let's ask Rich a question when he's not here phase.
Poor Rich.
He said that anybody in possession of so-called child pornography, and as we found out, there's no real way to figure out what that means, but anybody in the possession of such things should be strung from a light pole or hung and whipped and burned or whatever, some awful, harmful thing done to them. What about the police? Because when you bust somebody for child porn, they collect the evidence, and it gets examined. I mean, they have to look at it to determine whether it's child pornography or not. They probably look at it again before they put it on trial. And, I mean, if it's in the custody of the police, there's certainly the chance that they could be looking at it whenever they want to. Because, I mean, they're the cops, right? It's not illegal for them to look at child porn, at least in their official capacity. Maybe it's illegal on the off hours. But while they're in the office, it's apparently completely legal for them, isn't it? Isn't that a little strange? I mean, if no one should be able to look, then what about the cops? Can you answer that? 800-259-9231.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sable CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head on over to the Amplifier program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more. You'll find out that for as little as $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Still in the middle of a discussion about a topic that can be pretty touchy. A topic that can make some people feel uncomfortable, but it's one that deserves to be discussed because it's a topic that I don't think really gets much attention. Yeah, there's the occasional news media story saying, child pornographer busted, or man in possession of child pornography thrown in a jail cell. You know, there's all kinds of stories about child pornography and the people that that populate that, I guess, sub-region of interest. But you don't really ever think too hard about what it means. When you see someone getting busted for so-called child pornography, do you know if they actually have in their possession pictures or video of a child pre-puberty actually engaged in a sex act with an adult? Or is it a picture of a 15-year-old girl? Maybe, you know, she took a photo of herself self-pleasuring for her boyfriend. That could be considered child pornography. As you pointed out earlier, Mark, a 3-year-old in a bathtub. People have gone to jail for having those pictures developed at, you know, their local Walgreens and that sort of thing.
Right, and I'm absolutely against child pornography. It's just that it scares the crap out of me when we give the power to these law enforcement agencies and they mess it up.
Well, the law enforcers don't seem to narrow their definitions. They continually expand
to broaden
them.
Their definitions.
Right.
It's their job to put people in jail, and they're going to do that.
Right. So maybe originally it was just video of a prepubescent child being molested or sexualized, but now it's including teenagers, and now it's including babies in the bathtub, and now it's going to include drawings of children. Now it's going to include virtual depictions of child pornography. And if one of our other callers has his way, if you put him in charge, he'll outlaw sex stories involving children. So, I mean, how far do you want it to go? Let's go to the phones. Want to hear what you think, even in these remaining moments. Let's see. We've got enough time for Matt in Illinois on the AMP line and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think you got a lot of confused people that don't understand what's going on with child pornography and what the police are about. And I think you just explained it. That's where I was pretty much going to go. But I'll add this. What people should do is they should take their own personal responsibility for their own kids and teach their own kids, you know, how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And how to not go there. And I have a personal story. I have a 15-year-old daughter. She just got a job a week ago.
Okay.
And she called me up. I'm no longer with my family. I moved out a couple of months ago, but I've seen my kids every weekend. And I hope that I taught my kids well. And my 15-year-old daughter calls me up, and she's excited that she's got this job. It's
sure.
a job with a magazine. Where she calls people up and asks them what their entertainment schedule is for the next month, and then they publish it in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And she's working for this guy, and she starts telling me how strange this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is apparently looking at her, and he has this weird closet with a bunch of weird costumes in it. And I told her, I said, Tegan, if you feel a little strange about this guy, then quit.
Yeah.
Quit the job. And she did.
Good. There's always another job out there.
That's right. And you know, people need to understand, and kids, you need to teach your kids that nobody's got this power over you. Nobody has the power to make you do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Nobody has the power, you know, all you have to do is say no.
Absolutely. It totally starts in the home, and I think that's an important thing to suggest to parents, because when you have the attitude of a Claudia who called in earlier suggesting that, well, if we, or maybe it wasn't Claudia, they're all sort of melding together at this point, one of our earlier callers suggesting that, well, if we just enforce these laws hard enough, then people will stop looking at the stuff. No. You don't understand. You can enforce these laws as hard and as firm as you want to, and it will not stop pedophiles from doing what they do. The best thing you can do is what Matt just suggested, and that is to keep your kids, educate your kids as to how to keep them safe. Matt, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
You know, I think that you can do a certain level of deterring. For instance, a guy who's been to prison once may not want to go back, may decide that he wants to change his life. And I think that punishments are a good thing. I just don't. I think that even if you gave the death penalty for jaywalking, there'd still be jaywalkers.
Absolutely. I mean, there are countries where they have the death penalty for drug dealing, and there's still marijuana for sale. 800-259-9231. We talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
No, good, sir.
You were asking about the cops looking at porn.
Yeah. Why do they get to do it?
Well, the same reason why they got to look at a bloody murder scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same deal. They got to look at ugly stuff in their line of work. And
I understand, but somebody said earlier that anybody that looks at this child pornography should be sent to a jail cell. So I guess he didn't mean the cops. The cops get a pass. They can look at it all they want, and then they're okay.
Well, that's just the slip of the English, I think. You know,
but what if? But do you see my point here, Dave? What if a cop?
You're right.
What if a cop's a pervert?
Not because they're looking at it, because they enjoy, unless they're perverted, you know.
Who's to know?
They could be even perverted, like they like looking at bloody murder scenes.
They could.
Too, you know?
Well, think about this. I mean, if you look at the people that molest children, the people that, certain people in religions like priests, essentially.
I got a good solution. We should have love police. And if you ain't loving somebody, you get a bullet right in the head.
Well, that doesn't sound very loving, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259.
It's going to be tough for them to do their job if they're loving everybody, right?
1-800-259-9231. But have you noticed that the people that want to victimize children in a sexual manner are tended to be drawn to positions that attract children to them.
Right.
Preacher, let's see, what else? A teacher,
Cub Scout leader,
police officer dealing with children.
I'd say that the vast majority of people in those professions are not perverts.
What percentage of police that are actually out there enforcing these child pornography laws are just using it as a pretext to expand their collection?
I would say in the same way that the vast majority of people in those
speculation,
lines,
my friend.
Right.
Speculation. The fact is, if they're a cop, they can look at it all they want. 800-259-9231. And here's one other point I wanted to make to Rick earlier. He was talking, he sort of suggested that we were liberals, Mark, when you read him the First Amendment and we were talking about freedom of speech.
I don't know that he did. I think that he used it as a liberal, he said it was a liberal definition.
You
or
had
something
said
like that
the freedom of speech was created, or the Bill of Rights, Amendment Number 1, was written in order to protect unpopular speech. And he said, well, I've heard that liberal position before and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, let's say for a second that he was calling us liberals. I'm not convinced that he was. Let's say he was.
Well, whatever. I'm not suggesting he was calling us liberals. He was just saying that was a liberal interpretation. And what I want to point out to people like him is that it's all fine and dandy for you to sit out there and say, we should restrict freedom of speech when it comes to these child, you know, child porn stories. We need to restrict the freedom of speech there. But the problem is, once you restrict some freedom of speech, Rich, you've opened the Pandora's box, my friend. And yeah. For instance, what happens if you create these laws that restrict freedom of speech? They're upheld as constitutional. Then the Pandora's box is open. Then the liberals that you hate so much get in charge. And then the liberals decide that, well, since they restricted the freedom of speech for sex stories, we're going to restrict freedom of speech about talking out against homosexuals.
Hate speech.
Yeah, we're going to restrict hate speech. And now you can't say anything bad about anybody anymore. How are you going to feel then, Rich?
You see, can't call a gay man a queer,
right,
no
that's,
more.
That's the problem with this. You need to let people say what they're going to say, as offensive as it might be. If you don't like it, turn it off. Go away. Let's go to Clinton in Wisconsin. Clinton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, this is a broad subject. I've been involved in it in several various ways. Let me tell you something about this police issue that I experienced personally. I've been online since the 80s, all right?
Okay.
And there was a bulletin board system called ExecPC that launched around Milwaukee County, where I'm from, and they happened to become literally the world's largest bulletin board service provider.
All right.
And they had, in those days, you used the keyboards with these character-based user interfaces. We didn't have these nice graphics, so you had
sure.
to use different keyboard combinations to
right,
make
this was pre-internet
systems work, right?
Right, right. You've got
so
like 20 seconds, my friend.
What happened was I accidentally pressed some keys and loaded some child pornography.
Oh, dear.
So back then, you might have heard of a notion called an Easter egg where you hit different
yeah,
key combinations
yeah,
and you
sure.
get a surprise, right?
Did you get any trouble for it? We're short on time, my friend.
Oh, okay. Well, what happened was I tried to report this
oh,
wealth
gosh.
Of child pornography to the Milwaukee Police Department.
That probably wasn't a good move. You're
going
to have to call us back Monday night to tell us the rest of the story. We're out of time. We'll back tomorrow, back Monday. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. libertyradiounderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.